and conservatives calling for something known as a con-con, or more properly, an Article 5 constitutional convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con-con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and the CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Tuscan Show. I'm the Caribbean critic, and Steve Stars is with me when he returns from his coffee, or with his coffee, should I say. Yeah, we were talking before the second hour interview about these various diseases that's coming into America, and we're looking at some serious situations developing. But I think it's all part of a weird plan to actually bring America down. They're trying to level the playing field between Canada, America, and Mexico to form this North American Union. And of course, you cannot have open borders and what have you between these separate countries when the salary differential is so great between America and Mexico and Mexico and Canada. So they've all got to be leveled. And this new Obamacare, it's reminiscent of the public health system that's in Cuba and or in Britain. You know, this is a single payer system, and it appears to slowly be migrating in that direction.
If it's even that good, you know, in my opinion, it's it's one of the worst things he could possibly put together. And you know,
well, people are finding out that because of these illegals, they're getting the treatment with government subsidy. So guess what? Your premiums are going to go up. And as they put the premiums up, more and more lower middle class people will not be able to afford it and will subsequently fall into the subsidized network of people.
Right. Medical health care disaster, of course. Well, you know, I really enjoyed that. I'm sorry I didn't get back as the show began, but, you know, I really enjoyed that interview with Joyce Riley, you know, and I don't know if you've been to her website, but the powerhour.com, very good, a lot of updates. But, you know, she was talking about so many things that we had talked about before, John. It's amazing, you know, how she brought up so many of the same issues, the patent on the Ebola virus, the testing, and you were telling me a little off the air about what took place after the first Gulf War and the examination in the UK that was eventually, you know, exposed, I think, pretty much dramatically as to what had taken place with so many of these vaccines, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it was a Professor Malcolm Hooper and his group who did this study. And the study went on for 7 years. and it was passed to the Department of Defense in America in the year 2000. This was the parliamentary group, the Defense Committee members had mandated this study because there was all sorts of weird things happening to our troops, Gulf War syndrome, and you know,
and that was in the UK as well, right? All the British troops,
right. Yeah, the same thing, yeah.
Of course. So how many, I mean, there was just a sizable number of people who were involved in that first Gulf War, as we all know, from a number of different places, but it was primarily the US and UK, I think.
And yeah, it was about 30 and 38,000 UK troops.
Right. And did they see the same kinds of things, or were they different?
Well, they fought mainly in the south of Iraq, Basra area, those lower provinces. While America did this NASCAR race for Baghdad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
So we all faced the similar problems with the same desert mites and biting insects and all sorts of, they were vaccinated with all sorts of garbage that nobody was ever told what they were receiving. They were just pumped full of this. They had an overload of vaccines, the same as the American troops. But they also used some weird chemicals to counter any chemical attack from, which of course these chemicals of mass destruction didn't exist,
but
the troops were still,
The
troops were still pumped full of this garbage, supposedly to counteract the effects of these weird and wonderful gases and chemicals. So yeah, we suffered exactly the same thing, and I think the problem that's occurring now is now we're seeing increasing numbers of deaths of these returning UK troops way before they should have died. You know, I mean, they're in their late 40s and early 50s, and people don't die that young anymore. You know, 50 years old is like the old 40, and 60 years old is the new 50.
Right. And you know, the thing is also, I mean, I think they're actually proportionally even higher in the post-war deaths than Vietnam with Agent Orange. I'm just guessing, but it sounds to me, from what I'm hearing from what Joyce Riley said, these numbers are astronomically high of post-war sickness and morbidity. Those numbers seem to be much, much higher than even what I would think would be from Vietnam.
Well, what I see is that America, the VA, the veterans hospitals and things, they don't seem to be doing such a wonderful job. Whereas in the UK, with this single payer National Health Service, at least the troops do get to be seen. They may have to wait a month, but it's not like waiting 6 months to 6 years that sometimes happens in this system that the VA have been operating. You know, it seems that the VA is waiting for these guys to die so that it doesn't cost them any money.
Yeah, they are. As a matter of fact, they are, especially the older they get, the longer they seem to have to wait for just simple treatments, you know, things like getting hearing aids or something like that, glasses or some sort of aging, you know, assistance in any way. You know,
what I was looking at is the the attacks on various sites in Anbar province and what have you, Fallujah, for example, huge quantities of white phosphorus and depleted uranium munitions were used. And the thing is with this white phosphorus, it produces quite a noxious gas. And even just inhaling the gases is quite serious for you. But what was really amazed me was when this same guy, Professor Hooper, investigated along with several others, that they actually found that not just depleted uranium, but enriched uranium had been used in the tips of these shells. And
right, and they're all over Iraq.
Yes, and these troops were sent into Fallujah in just their fatigues, their battle fatigues, and no protection whatsoever from radiation, just battle fatigues and these flak vests, you know, the bulletproof vests.
The Bob Justin Show.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show I'm the Caribbean Critic, and we have Steve Stars with us. We have a caller on the line, Robert in Missouri. Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, greetings, guys. You know, I was listening to you talk about the troops and their treatment by the Veterans Administration. You know, I was in the Marine Corps from the late 80s into the early 90s, and, you know, looking at it the way it is now, the day you take the uniform off and you begin your civilian life again, the United States government considers you a threat. And so I think this is just simple logic when you get into the VA managing their threats that they consider to their own power structure. And so, of course, they want to end the threat's lives in a rather brisk and efficient fashion. And so all of these things that we see happening to our veterans, you know, I totally see it because, you know, the veterans are the number one threat, according to the FBI, Homeland Security, gang, to the established order.
And well, so, of course, Robert.
Go ahead.
Look, you veteran guys, just like myself, we were trained in weapons and tactics. They don't like that because now we're in civilian life, but you don't forget your training, do you?
Right.
No, and, you know, what's really fascinating, and, you know, you dig into this, the tests on the troops probably, and I mean, I can only imagine what the Bolshevik, Russians, Soviets did to the troops and while the Soviet Union was going on. But look at what they did to American troops, this so-called bastion of the free world. The Tuskegee experiments, shooting up the black soldiers with syphilis and just watching them, watching the disease progress. All the little Pacific islands that we nuked, and then they'd send in the teams of Pentagon doctors to see how the radiation treated the natives. Spraying here in St. Louis, where I live in the 50s, onto the civilian population. The Army did that. I mean, there's countless examples of this pentagram, military, industrial science, industrial intelligence, industrial freak shows that due to the population, you know, and they've all been brainwashed into that Talmudic ideology that, you know, the regular man out here is just a piece of cattle to be used and abused and experimented on and stolen from and fleeced. You know, this ideology has permeated elites, whether it's the Skull and Bone Society that calls anybody outside their society's Gentiles, or whether it's the Babylonian Talmudic rabbis, or whether it's the clerics in the Catholic Church, or the certain factions within certain elements of Islam that anybody outside, you know, cut their head off and treat them like crap. You know, this dualistic thing here where you can think that you can treat your fellow man like you're subhuman. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, the American government treats every American citizen like the farmland livestock. That's all you are. The livestock to be exploited.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, to look at what's happened to the British people under this wacko British government. I mean, the same thing. This thing's universal. Look, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Israeli government, but they... If you could dig into what the Israeli government has done to their own people, like the Ashkenazi government's testing on the Sephardic kids, these people, I mean, this goes on worldwide, and it's these people actually think that they're not going to have to pay the price someday when their life, you know, ends. They don't think that they're going to pay the price in the next life, and that's what it really boils down to.
Hey, Robert.
Nihilistic. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. So you were in the Marine Corps, Super 5, by the way. You were in the late 80s to early 90s. Were you in the Gulf War, or what were you doing at that time? Do you recall any of the vaccinations, or have you kept in touch with any of your, you know, your buddies and what's been going on? How about your own personal experience since that time? Have you noticed anything?
Well, you know what? I was in Okinawa during the time of the Gulf War, and a bunch of guys I knew all went to the Gulf War. And, you know, they tried to feed him these nerve agent pills, and a lot of these guys were, they're like, no way. But a lot of them breathed in, what I would consider bioweapons that were released in the, into the Gulf, the whole Gulf War illness thing and all that.
Right.
And, you know, I was up into the Gulf right after, the hostilities, you know, the cessation of hostilities. And I went on what they call a Westpac, which was it was a Marine Expeditionary Unit. And I ended up being one of the first, people into Somalia when that kicked off, if you remember that. And our ship went up into the Persian Gulf after that. And guess what? I've had a rash that covers my entire back, and I've had it since. No way to get rid of it. And, you know, I was probably exposed, not directly, but indirectly to the remnants of these bioweapons, after, you know, I caught that while I was on the ship, and a bunch of our troops got off and did operations in Kuwait and so forth, and they got back on, and I caught this massive rash, and I've never gotten rid of it. It's still on my back to this day.
What do they tell you that it is? What have they told you about it?
Well, you know, they say it was a viral rash and the rest of it. And I'm like, well, you know, I think when I was just exposed, just probably some light DU or something of that nature. I mean, I work out every day. I'm on all the naturopathic supplements. And so, you know, I consider myself way ahead of the power curve, considering, you know, my people my age. There's probably a bunch of them that are hurting really bad. But, you know, luckily I got in touch with naturopathic physicians and minerals and, you know, herbal stuff and everything else, you know, being in the alternative media. So I'm in pretty good shape and I feel pretty good. But, you know, others my age, I look at them, they look like broke down. they're hurting really bad. And so, you know, I consider myself lucky.
Yeah. I think it's really a criminal event to a large extent how people have been mistreated in the military, the U.S. military, for the last 50 years, going on longer than that, going back to the atomic veterans at least, and even before. But, I mean, there's just, you know, when I see these young people who are going into the armed forces, I try to talk to them about it, and I say, listen, I really wouldn't do that. And I come from a long line of people. My dad was in the Marine Corps and World War II in Korea, a Marine officer. I come from a long line of people who've been in the service. I don't hate the military by any means, but I think at this point right now, it's one of the worst things you can possibly do, the way they're treating our military and our veterans.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, if you get into Major Doug Rocky and the whole thing with depleted uranium, and then the Bush administration, Daddy Bush, they decided to unleash this in the first Gulf War, and against everybody's recommendations, this depleted uranium. I mean, we've destroyed Afghanistan, Iraq. We bombed the crap out of the Serbs. They've used DU, from what I understand. So, I mean, the American government, and not us, the American people, this runaway rogue American government, has done so much evil in the world. You know, I'm a Smedley Butler Marine. I'm not a, you know, rah, rah, rah. I'm a Smedley Butler guy, the war is a racket guy. And all Marines need to read, you know, that short pamphlet.
So.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. To outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is here with you along with John the Caribbean Critic, co-hosting with me as we sit in for Bob on the final hour of the show tonight. And we've had a pretty good show. Joyce Riley's interview was excellent, some great calls. And we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk some more about Gaza. And then we'll get into the Ukraine and some other things. And John, you know, the updates on Gaza, what should we expect at this point? Of course, the ceasefire, another ceasefire attempt is in effect. And, you know, we've seen these things come and go. And let's cover that and see how that is progressing.
Well, according to the news coming out of Israel, they've accepted a 72-hour truce. And Hamas have already sent their delegation to somewhere in Egypt. They haven't named the area yet, or the place where they're going to meet, but the Israelis said, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, maybe we'll be there in 2-3 days, you know, we'll come over and negotiate eventually. But I don't think it's going to stop. I think the Israelis now have gone too far. They're going to keep going. And the problem I see is the statements from Kerry and Obama. They slightly criticize Israel, and then Israel dumps on them, and they retract and apologize. And then Obama signs a $225 million check to support the Iron Dome. And now we know that of the last 120 rockets fired out of Gaza, they've managed to intercept with this Iron Dome only 8 of them. Wow. Which is a pretty poor record. But what we're looking at is, I mean, Israel has been using weapons that can be used on the battlefield but are absolutely banned and illegal to be used in a civilian environment. They've been using dimes, these dense inert metal explosives, and we see the result on the David Icke page today. I think it's the second story down on his headlines page. There's a Palestinian boy. He looks to be about 10 or 11 years old, and he's cut in half. His legs are separated from his torso, and his hands are separated from his arms. This is this dense inert metal. It's very fine particles of tungsten, which when the munition explodes, it sends it out at about supersonic speed, about 2 foot off the ground, and just cuts through anything that's soft like flesh and bone. And these are not effective against buildings, but against...
Right. Yeah, but against people. These are non-conventional weapons, or they're not by any means allowed? Is that what you're saying?
Well, in a civilian area, no.
Right.
They're not allowed. They're banned. Because of the very nature of these things, the munition hits the ground. Fraction of a second later, it will jump up into the air about 2 foot, then detonate. And it's got a killer area of about 10-20 foot radius. So, you know, it'll just chop anything to in half, whatever it means.
Yeah, kind of like a bouncing Benny, then, huh? One of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know they've been using white phosphorus yet again, and now the according to some journalists, they've been using a mysterious gas. They don't know what it is, but it's a poison gas, and they don't know what it's made up of. Now, I'm hoping that somebody will take a sample of this gas and find out what it is, because then we have a sledgehammer to hit the Israelis over the head with.
Well, you know, I keep wondering again, and this is my particular bend, and everybody's got one, of course, but I mean, I've always said that all evil roads lead to Rome. And, you know, we saw that Abbas and Perez met with Jesuit Pope Francis just a month before all this started. Some would say, well, they were going to just talk things over and pray for peace. Some others would say they were getting marching orders as to what they were going to do. And my question is are they planning, since the Pope was there calling for a Palestinian state, are they planning something down the road after enough atrocities have made the world sick to say, yes, we need to have a Palestinian state, but it's not going to be in Gaza anymore. It's going to be inland someplace, away from the coast, away from the Leviathan oil fields, away from a shipping port from the Mediterranean, and away from Egypt. Someplace that we can control a little bit better, but that's where we'll build the Palestinian state. I mean, I'm suggesting that this may be something that we see down the road. Is that possibly, you know, part of this agenda? If not, I don't understand why any of this is going on, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm I'm despondently wringing my my hands with fear and dread. I'm just saying that I don't see where any of this can possibly benefit anybody there, either in Gaza or in Israel.
Well, the demonstrations around the world, particularly in London, forced David Cameron to make a quite, a strange announcement. And basically what he was saying is, if some other nation was doing to Israel what Israel is doing to the people of Gaza, there would be absolute uproar. And it's unconscionable what they're doing. And of course he's going to get huge criticism for that, but way things are.
Well, that's absolutely true. No question about it. I mean, we're not even looking at what's happening with ISIS or the war in Syria goes on. And of course, we're going to get into Ukraine and what's happening there. But I mean, somehow the world is tolerant of what's happening there. Well, they're not tolerant because we know that there have been massive protests against what's happening. We've covered the whole thing. Luke Radowski was out in London when they estimated 100,000 were there protesting against that. And there have been protests across Chicago. We saw one that was very large in Chicago that wasn't covered by the news. So there's absolutely no good PR that's coming out to people who are listening and paying attention that are not listening and obeying and following orders from the mainstream sludge media out there, John. So, I mean, this is certainly not helping Israel in terms of PR at all, at least as far as their leadership goes. And I hope that we're seeing an end to this group of Labor Party people who have been just atrocious in the leadership of Israel. That, you know, that's my own another opinion about the government of Israel. But
Let me quote David Cameron exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
What he said: if Israel ever experiences this kind of slaughter happening to them someday, it will be sad, but certainly not unjust. Unjust, he said that, not unjust.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's, what goes around comes around, as they say. And you know, unfortunately, I don't like to see the people suffer. I don't care that much about their evil, psychotic leaders, these sadists, these blathering, dangerous people who seem to get into power everywhere.
Well, I find that a little different, because we can see crowds of Israelis with their picnic baskets and chairs and what have you, sitting on the hills above Gaza and cheering every time a bomb drops.
Yeah, there's been some of that. We've seen some pretty ugly expressions also in New York, is that video that we looked at too. I agree. I mean, there's some of these folks are very, very adamant. To be honest with you, I don't really understand anymore this kind of zeal towards Israel among these people like it used to be. I've had so many people tell me who've lived there, have come back. They said it's not like what you would think. It's a boot camp. It's a social workers death camp is what it is. A lot of people don't like it. Now, it's a nice place, as I know. Hey, we'll get back with this and more after the break.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off, $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show, your host. I'm the Caribbean Critic, and I have with me my co-host is Steve Stars. I want to continue on a little bit on the Israeli-Gaza situation. There is a ceasefire supposedly still holding. It's not been going very long, but at least it's holding. But I think that the outcome of this will be entirely different. I think world opinion is so massively against the Israelis. In these negotiations, the Palestinians, the Hamas, know that world opinion is with them. and I think they will demand the end of the siege, the blockade of Gaza. Probably a two-state solution. Because now I'm hearing various rumors about the Khazars, these 97% of Israelis, talking about moving to Ukraine, to the ancient part of the Khazarian Empire. But who knows? So deceitful, these people. And this particularly savage attack on Gaza, it's caused revulsion around the world. And I think Israel has more or less shot its bolt. I think it's gone a step too far. It always seems that these particular Zionist Jews always go just that little bit too far. They always want to take that little bit extra, and then they get slapped down. I think there is every chance and much evidence coming from all around the world that, yes, they're going to be slapped down this time. Even though America's is still supporting Israel, that support seems to be waning slightly.
Yes.
It's still all up in the air, and we need to see what is the result of these negotiations in Egypt.
But that brings up the question, will they have a Ukraine to return to?
Well, now we're coming into Ukraine.
Right.
We learned today that 400 Ukrainian troops went over to the Donbass, dropped their weapons, and moved over the Russian border into the Rostov region and asked for asylum. And apparently they've been granted it. But the really, really big one is a whole brigade of the Ukrainian army is in negotiations with Russia to defect en masse over the border.
Wow. Wow.
A whole brigade. Now, this is just huge. But we must remember that these Ukrainian conscripts and troops haven't been paid for months. Their food supplies are meager and few and far between. It's becoming increasingly difficult for them to mount a proper offensive against the Russian separatists because they've run out of ammunition. Now they're pulling in the multiple rocket launchers and ballistic missiles as the only serious offensive weapons that they seem to have. So we're looking at a collapse of the government, a collapse of their army, and I can't understand why Obama is still going along with Poroshenko, or Porky, as he's affectionately known. Porky the Chocolate King.
Yes.
Why Obama and Kerry are still in there, it seems that no matter what they do now, it's going to cost you, the American taxpayers, a fortune to finance this coup d'etat government in out of Kiev.
Right.
And its military. Another huge bill for the American taxpayer to pick up, along with the bill for all the Israeli munitions that they've been firing into Gaza. Guess what? I think America's being suckered.
I think so, too, and it looks... the big problem that we have, though, right now, John, is that Congress, both the Senate and the House, are on recess for the summer, and, of course, you're coming into an election. As they come back in September, the election won't be until November, of course, but there'll be campaigning and a lot of mudslinging going on between the parties for the next 3 months after they come back. So now, if the cat is away, the mice will play, so to speak. The Congress is gone. we're kind of in a dangerous juncture here, because what could happen in the next 30 days or next 28 days or how many days it'll be before Congress actually reconvenes? What could be issued by executive order? Obama's already had Senate Bill 2277 sitting there waiting to go. It really hasn't gotten any real steam or support. But if he decides that it's in our best interest to refund Ukraine and put boots on the ground, or at least advisors or people who are have the ability to train missiles on other locations, he may attempt to try to start something in the meantime, which would be absolutely foolhardy. I think you're right, though. The Ukrainians are not interested in fighting a war with Russia. They're more interested in trying to take care of themselves as this dismal winter sets in. And, you know, it's not going to go, is the bottom line in. You know, the whole thing is falling apart. But as it does, so does the potential of the entire Western Ponzi scheme, financial, IMF, Federal Reserve, you know, Bernie Madoff economy that's been running all this time. Because I think as the aftermath of this starts to affect the economic picture worldwide, there's going to be a new kid on the block, and it's going to be the BRICS nations, and people are going to be looking for a different or more equitable investment market all over the world. And the EU and the United States are losing credibility and the values of their currencies very, very quickly.
Well, I think they've, particularly the UK and US governments, both have lost all credibility over their response to both the Ukrainian crisis, which they created by covert means. You know, Victoria Nuland with her $5 billion to finance this takeover of Ukraine, and yet Cameron and Obama are saying, well, it's all the Russians' fault. No. The Russians didn't invade Crimea. They had a treaty with Ukraine. They never did boost their troops. The people of Crimea had a referendum. They decided they wanted nothing part of this puppet government, which they didn't elect, and then had a referendum to see should we rejoin Russia. Where, I mean, the Crimea was only separated from Russia during the Khrushchev years in the early 60s. So, you know, I mean, they're just going back home, basically. And the eastern Ukrainian regions are really, I consider, Western Russia because of the population demographic. They're 80-90% Russian.
And as, Congress comes back, John Boehner's going to be in trouble. The Republican Party is being sneered at by its supporters as abandoning us and letting Obama have everything he wants. We've been sabotaged. It's not going to be a pretty picture as Obama's cookie crumbles there in Ukraine.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out